Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most of the victims injured in the Boston Marathon bombings have been released, but 2 weeks later, about two dozen do remain hospitalized. Those who suffered mental and emotional wounds are also trying to recover and find ways to cope. This morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid explores how we heal from tragedy and starts her story outside the bombing suspect's former high school in Cambridge.
On the grassy field by Cambridge Rinja Latin, a few alumni are handing out T-shirts with the logo Cambridge Strong. Nearby, a couple more are selling gray wristbands with the same slogan. It's a message that hits particularly close to home, considering this public high school is the alma mater of Jahar and Tamerlan Sanayev.
I think everyone's pretty shook up because it's a pretty tight-knit community.
Paul Goldstein graduated from CRLS 10 years ago, class of 2003.
You know, everyone knows somebody who knew one of the kids or knew them themselves. Like, I used to lifeguard the pool we used to go at all the time, so...
Yeah!
I know, man.
As hundreds of people swarm the park, Goldstein says this feels like a bizarre class reunion. And you can kind of see that. Hugs, handshakes, shrieks of, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long, all interspersed with conversation about the alleged marathon bombers. Alexandra Voss came in from New York City. She says she needed to be with old classmates to deal with the shock.
And I believe one of them was class of 2006. So it was my year, and that was very intense. Just like realizing, like, I graduated with a terrorist, and that's terrible. It just, it seemed so un-Cambridge, you know, and it seemed to go against everything that this place had meant for me and stood for.
This school, Voss says, prides itself on diversity. Students proudly say it represents more than 80 different nationalities.
Cambridge welcomes anyone. I mean, you walk through those doors and, you know, you're not going to be the only black kid or the only Muslim kid.
That's Mahmoud Abu Rubi. He's the senior class president and a wrestler. So he knows Jahar Sanayev, the younger brother who'd been on the wrestling team and graduated in 2011.
You know, to say that Cambridge impacted him, it's true. I mean, it impacted him in good ways. And hopefully they don't make an association that Cambridge raised the terrorists, because that's completely untrue. And, you know, if anything, we made him a better person.
After a few formal speeches from alumni, the rally turns into a party. Clusters of old friends crack jokes and share the confusion they felt when they first heard they went to high school with a killer.
I think that's really helpful when people gather and have some kind of ceremony to make sense of the events in their own lives.
Dr. Roslyn Murov is a psychiatrist at Boston Children's Hospital. She says it's much harder to come to grips with tragedy if you try in isolation. Rallies, such as the one at Cambridge Rinja Latin, help people heal.
And I think that's a very helpful way that people feel like they're not powerless, that they can do something that does make it better, and they can be reminded by being in those kinds of groups that most of us in the community are people who want to do good things for other people, not want to do harm, that it's really a very, very, very small number of people who do the kinds of things that were done on the marathon day.
Murov works with lots of children and young people and says it's possible to estimate how long before that initial fear and anxiety dissipates.
Usually around 4 weeks after an event, I would expect them to start getting back into their usual routine and functioning well at school and functioning well in their usual activities. And I think for those children who at that point don't start coping well and getting back to their usual routine and feeling like they're themselves again, not anxious all the time, those are children we really probably need to see.
Dr. Murov says little kids may find it reassuring to believe we caught the bad guys. But for older kids, it's not as cut and dry. For Helene Newberg, it's comforting, but also disheartening. She ran the marathon 2 weeks ago.
This may be the end of what those two gentlemen were going to do, but is there more work that needs to be done in our communities to prevent more things like this from happening?
For Newberg, community is an important word, one she repeats often. She was running the marathon in memory of her friend's daughter who committed suicide on Marathon Monday last year. This year, when the explosions went off, Newberg was stopped, 1 mile short at mile 25.2. For 3 days, Newberg says she had no appetite. To this day, her heart rate jumps every time she hears stories about the victims. Her anxiety level goes up every time she hears helicopters buzzing overhead. But she says she wants to move forward. So this past weekend, she put on her hot pink running shoes and went to Boylston Street to run that last 1 mile of the marathon she never finished.
I wanted to run this last mile kind of for me to finish this thing and to put some closure on the marathon piece of it. But it's not just about me. It's very little about me. It's about finishing the marathon. It's about community.
That word again, community. Newberg says it's what's giving her strength these days. Newberg darts through sidewalk traffic, her neon yellow jersey blending in with the crowd. As she circles back to Copley, friends and even strangers cheer her on. Some give her hugs. That coming together, community support, Newberg says, is what gets her up in the morning and keeps her trudging along despite the grief. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.